was the iPad any kind of technological risk for Apple? Wasn't it just kind of putting lots of components in a very elegant small package? Was it very innovative that way? I mean, it was obviously a new use for it, but in terms of iTunes, in terms of production, was it any major risk for Apple?
Well, you know, it illustrates the difference between creativity and innovation. Here, the question with creativity being able the ability to think differently or come up with new thoughts that haven't been thought before, whereas innovation is really about having impact on the world and having some new way of thinking or, you know, new product being accepted as being, you know, better than what was before. And so the iPad, you know, didn't do anything that was, you know, way out of the box in terms of thinking. But where they were brilliant was in the implementation, was in, you know, making something that pushed the limits exactly the right amount. And that previous example about the iPod Touch and using flash memory and getting, you know, Samsung to, you know, give a price that was, you know, that nobody else could see for a couple of years, was repeated in the first iPad design relative to the displays, relative to the batteries, you know, relative to the connectivity, you know, how it connected to Wi-Fi and the like. And all, in each of those different areas, you know, Apple pushed their suppliers to, you know, give them something that, you know, wouldn't be available to anybody else for several years.
Okay, and they locked up the supply of the displays, the batteries, and the Wi-Fi antennas in a way so that nobody else could put out a similar kind of device for at least a year or two to the iPad.
Correct, and they and they basically accelerated, you know, the development of the technology by a couple of years, and they saw that by doing that and putting these, you know, several different technologies that they had really prodded the development of together, that they could create a breakthrough product.